I'd like to call to order the regular meeting for Monday, April 18th, 2016, at 7 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Here.
Mrs. Clace.
Here.
Mr. O'Connell.
Here.
Mr. Saginaw.
Here.
Mrs. Harvey.
Here.
Get stamped for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move to item number four, which is to approve the agenda for the regular meeting of April 18th, 2016.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Clace, second by Mr. Saginaw. Discussion. With the discussion, I'd like to add that I'd like to take the executive session from item number six and move that to the last item, which would be 13. On the agenda. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
We'll move to item five, student and staff recognition.
Thank you, Mr. President. A number of things this evening to happily report to you on. The Title I program is very excited to pilot this summer, a summer reading program. The program put leveled books in the hands of our students over the summer in an effort to prevent reading loss, also known as the summer slide. They'll be registering students at the school fair. Program will be offered to all students in grades 1 to 6. Every 2 weeks, students will report to Roosevelt from 9 to 12 on Fridays and turn in a bag of books, receive another bag of books. Any student who participates and shows up at least 3 sessions will receive a t-shirt on the last retrieval bag trade. I believe this is something that Mr. Vecchione wanted to do a couple of years ago and with the library construction. This will help with the PR as he'll be continue to use the library. We will be conducting our kindergarten screening on April 26th and May 11th at Roosevelt Elementary School. Students will participate in a variety of activities that allow the staff to evaluate our younger students. And special thanks to our kindergarten teachers, guidance counselor, nurse, and speech path. Our students at Roosevelt in grades 3 to 6 are taking the AIR test this month. In the past, Roosevelt students tested for 3 days. This year, we'll be testing students over a period of 18 days. So we wish all of our students and their parents luck. Teachers and students have responded very well so far. I especially want to thank Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Crumpack for coordinating the testing schedule. We're planning a summer school program that will take place from July 25th through August 5th, from 8 till 12. This is a program that will focus on math and reading in grades 1 to 4, with certified teachers instructing the sessions. Selection of students is based on teacher referral, as well as economic and educational needs. Snacks will be provided. Now, this program is sponsored by the United Way, so they're providing some funding, and Title I funds will make up the remainder of the funding needed to make this program work. The PEGS group will hold the annual school fair on April 29th from 5 till 7. A fun-filled event with the students and families can enjoy playing games, eating food in the gym. They provide bounce arounds and slides and plenty of games that the families can enjoy. Also want to thank PEGS for purchasing snacks for the state testing for the students this year. McDonald High School. First, want to salute, good word to use, salute to the cast of A Salute to Broadway. If you saw that outstanding program, and thank Director Colleen Chance for doing a fine job with that. Also, obviously, we are undertaking our state test at the high school as well. On April 29th, myself and Mr. Carquito will be accompanying our unofficial valedictorians to the Trumbull County Superintendents Association Recognition Breakfast, which honors the top students from each of the schools in Trumbull County each year. The McDonald High School Art Show will take place Thursday, April 28th from 8 to 5, and Friday, April 29th from 8 to 6 p.m. Those are always outstanding programs, and urge everyone to come in and see the work that our kids have produced this year. Many of our 8th grade students will travel to Washington, D.C. May 1st to 3rd, and representatives from the McDonald class will place a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Prom will be held at the Avalon Inn Friday, May the 6th, and the McDonald High School Spring Band Concert is May the 17th at 7 p.m. We'll have more to say later about Positive Impact Day, but that's obviously big, and we're looking forward to that, and a lot of things are being planned. And finally, I hope everyone saw the Vindicator on April the 4th. I want to call special recognition to Jake and Emily Reckert and Gina Pizzullo, who and along with Mrs. Conway, who undertook a project to raise some money to help with their sister, who's in the Peace Corps down in Guatemala. And it was an outstanding article. It's always great to pick up the front page of a newspaper and see McDonald High School represented in such an outstanding manner. And that's it for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. We'll move on to item number 8, which is recognition of visitors and audience participation. We can start with Tom Hart, TCTC Board Representative.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just have a couple things for you. First of all, the TCTC Finance Department are changing their software to a system they call SunGuard. It's state-sanctioned. The state software is antiquated and very slow. They are moving to this. It'll be coming to our board next month to okay it. We had a big presentation. The state software has tried to update and it's just not working. But this company here, it's all across the United States. And I was hoping Bill were going to be here to look into this. There's three schools, and I have them at home. I thought I was going to bring them and I forgot. Three schools in the state that are pilot right now doing this, and they're doing quite well at it. If TCTC does this, they're going to save around $14,000 within 5 years of what they're paying for the state. And that's money in their pocket. They can do whatever they want. So I just want to bring it to your attention that down the road, the TCTC finance people met with all the treasurers in the county and brought this to their attention, but I didn't know if Bill was there or not. I asked, and they said they weren't sure if he was there or not. But I just want to tell you that. The other thing here is a couple years ago, we had a presentation here. It was about a year and a half, maybe a year or so, about a security system. And if you would look down at 108.1.9.11, it's about these bow sticks here that we put on the bottom of the doors for safety purposes. And the state, we were looking into it, see if we could do it here. And the state says, no, you can't. It's against policy, state code, and all that stuff. And I had the fire department chief up here. I had the chief of police up here. We met with the guy, and they said they were looking. And they come back and says they can't do that now because the state says no. We're now, of course, the Ohio Revised Code's come up with it. Now you're allowed to do this.
So NOWS has already started the process to do that. I'm going to give this main flyer to the superintendent here. Down at the bottom, there's a website you can go to look at it. And if you would pass that on to the rest of the board, you can do that. It's very safe, very easy to take care of. It's cheaper than putting the film on the windows that I bought it last year. It is a nice thing to do. But if you look, have Mr. Rawson give you that website, go to it. It's got some nice video on there about it and shows you how easy it is to work. Now, when we were going to do this, what made it so nice is that we were going to go with other school districts. The more school districts we could go together, the cheaper we could get it done. And that's what we were looking at the time, and then everything was put on hold because we couldn't do it, it was against the law. And now the law says the state says we can do it, so NOWS is going to go ahead and do it on their own. But if Mr. Rawson is the next superintendent meeting, he meets in the county, if he could ask if there's any other county schools that are looking to do this, maybe we can get together and do all this. You buy them, and then they have a representative of a construction company that comes in and takes care of all the work for you, drilling in the floors and all that stuff, and putting them in there. So any questions? Okay, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll move to Jeff Joseph.
I hope the board doesn't mind if I sit down when I'm a little wobbly on my feet. Again, my name is Jeff Joseph, and tonight I'd like to talk to you about Amy and Emily Dolsack, the McDonald girls basketball coaches. I'm going to discuss these two coaches and what we all went through these past 4 years. There's a moral or two to this story. If you listen between the lines, I hope you get them. About 4 years ago, this board took action and decided on its new girls' head basketball coach. I heard that some well-qualified coaches applied for this position and they had a lot of experience. As my daughter and I anxiously awaited for your choice, to my dismay, the Dolsacks were chosen to coach with no previous coaching experience. I was surprised at this choice, but decided to give them a chance. Sarah was entering her freshman year, and what a year it was. That year, the team went 2-20 with very, very little talent. We were beaten by 50 or more in many games. And I wondered to myself, why do teams run up the score against less talented teams? I'll never know. I just don't get this type of humiliation. McDonald girls only had one play and one defense that these players were able to handle. The McDonald girls basketball coaches were always calm and never showed their disappointments. They remained positive. It was a bad year. The team worked hard over the summer to improve themselves. The second year our record was 2-20, but you could see our girls improving in every game and becoming more and more competitive. Except for one game against Columbiana, we lost that game close to 100 points. As they closed, they kept the full court press on and played their starters well into the fourth quarter. Columbiana laughed and humiliated us. After the beating we took, we shook their hands as their fans were celebrating their big win. The game was permanently embedded into our girls' minds, and it left a bad taste in our mouth as parents and fans of the school. This game could have ruined us for the rest of the year. It took my daughter Sarah a week to recover and focus on the rest of the season. After the game, the coaches told them to keep their head up and that we will face them again down the road. Remember this game. Coach Amy was a very positive influence on them. The third year, we showed great improvement. We went 10-11. We played the game thinking we could win. It was a very successful season, and they were gelling as a team thanks to Coach Amy. Our last year was amazing. In just two short years, we went from 2-20 to 20-6. The girls were in every game. The team played very well together. We had big wins against teams such as Girard and Latonia, who we beat for the sectional championship. These girls were determined. They were watching films and learning the other team's play, which had them lead them to a win over Valley Christian in the district semifinals. We seemed to know their offensive plays better than their own team. But if you talk to Coach Amy now or 5 years from now, I bet her fondest memory while coaching the big win last November was against the team 2 years ago that scored over 100 points against us. This victory was against the fifth winningest coach in Ohio history, who had 30 wins of 20 or more victories in a season with over 600 wins. He was a member of the Ohio High School Hall of Fame girls basketball coaches. It was Columbiana's coach. Our girls came into the game with just, our coach came into the game with just 15 career wins. We played the game hard. The girls all remembered what happened 2 years ago, and we won. Coach Amy and her girls outcoached the Hall of Famer. We got in line to shake their hands after the game with no fanfare, just humility and a victory, just the way we were taught. Long after the game, as everyone was leaving and the stands were empty, I saw Coach Amy took a seat on the bench and took a big sigh of relief, and she truly was happy for her girls. It was a moment I will never forget. This program is in good hands for the next 20 plus years with Amy and Emily Dolsack. I want to thank this board that you made the right decision 4 years ago. And I noticed that both Emily and Amy are here today. I'd like to give them a round of applause.
No, thank you, Mr. Joseph. I know I wasn't here 4 years, so I can't take the credit for hiring those two, but I can tell you I've known them for a long time. I had the privilege of coaching them, and they're class acts all the way. So
they really are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice. You set the stage, and now I got to go back to a meeting. This is going to be tough.
Best meeting I've ever been in.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can move to item 9, which is the approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting, March 16th, 2016. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clace.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion?
Yes, Mr. President, I had one correction on the minutes from the March 16th meeting. It's resolution 16-24. It's the approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting on February 8th, 2016. The draft of the minutes indicates that Mrs. Harvey voted against a ratification of the minutes when in fact she abstained from the vote because she had not been present at the meeting. It's the only correction I have.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes. Motion carried. Item 10, old business. Without any old business to bring before the board, we'll move on to item number 11, which is new business. Start with the Finance Committee. Tom Hannon, Chairperson. Any report?
Well, all I can report on is what we all received the information from the from our treasurer. So at this time, I move to accept his report as submitted.
So we'll move to number one, the Treasurer's Financial Report. The Treasurer's Financial Report, March 2016, check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above financial reports for March 2016.
I already made the motion.
If you do it here that way, I'll read that. That goes in there.
You want me to make another motion?
Yes, if you could, please.
Okay, I so moved as presented.
Okay, sorry. Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number two, donation. Resolution to accept a donation in the amount of $50 to be applied to the arts program, music, art, and theater for McDonald Local Schools. This donation is donated by Debbie Krause in memory of Dwayne Krause. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above donation.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Hannon.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Hannon.
Aye.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Motion carried. Move on to B, Personnel Committee. Any committee report, Mr. Saganich?
None this evening.
We'll move on to number one, the Director of Student Services. Resolution to create the position of the Director of Student Services for the McDonald Local School District in accordance having the job description set forth in Exhibit A. Upon the recommendation of the District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number two, Director of Student Services Contract. The resolution to hire Jessica Krumpak as the Director of Student Services on a 3-year contract, 215 days per year, effective August 1st, 2016, with a salary amount of $70,000 for the 2016-2017 school year. Upon the recommendation of District Superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion. I think this position, I know this is something that we've looked at and we've talked about since February. I think it's something that's going to be vitally important to the success of the district, not only with the special ed population that really needs that level of support on a day-to-day basis, as well as the curriculum direction that I think Mrs. Krumpak can help this district take. So I'm excited about that and look forward to bringing her on. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Hannon.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number three, home instruction tutor. Resolution to hire Natalie Dean on a 1-year limited contract as a home instruction tutor for the McDonald Local School District for the 2015-2016 school year at the hourly rate of $18.50 per hour for up to 5 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above contract.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Move on to number four, eighth grade field trip. Resolution to approve the eighth grade field trip to Washington, D.C. on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2016, under the guidance of high school teacher Chuck Mooney. Students traveling will be excused from classes on May 2nd and May 3rd of 2016. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above field trip.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Motion carried. Move on to number five, bus drivers. Resolution to approve the regular bus drivers to be able to drive for all field trips for the McDonald local schools for the 2016-2017 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve bus drivers, the above bus drivers, excuse me.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
I have one question. Right now, they're not able to drive everywhere? How's that?
No, generally, what we do is get this in place early because there'll be trips throughout the summer. So now we have this in place to approve for the upcoming school year.
Okay, but are substitute bus drivers allowed to do it now or not?
Substitute bus drivers are allowed to drive, yes.
But this will take care of the July, August trips then. Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes. Yes, sorry.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Motion carried. Number six, non-renewal of supplemental contracts, substitute contracts, federal grant contracts. Resolution to non-renew all supplemental contracts, substitute contracts, and federal grant contracts issued for the 2015-2016 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the non-renewal of the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Mr. Rawson, this would just be a typical thing done every year?
Standard every year, yep.
Yeah, so
we've already
all those contracts issues are 1 year limited?
Some contracts for next year anyway, but more obviously will be forthcoming.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Saganich.
Yes.
Mrs. Clace.
Yes.
Mr. Hannan.
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell.
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey.
Yes.
Motion carried.